Your love is higher than the heavens, Lord. Stretched out, Lord, you stretched out these heavens and you put us underneath them, Lord. And we just thank you right now, Lord, that we have stretched out our praises to you today, Lord, our hands to you. Lift it up, Father God, because we know that that is where our victory is. Our victory is when we lift up the name of Jesus. And Father, we lift up this family, the Sharp family, Father God, and we thank you, Lord, that all the way in Concord, we're not the only church that's going to be blessing this family, Father God, because you say when the devil attacks, when he starts to messing, God gets the blessing. And Lord, you are the one that's victorious, Jesus. You have defeated the devil open-handedly with your words, with the love that you poured out, the blood that was shed on that cross. And through that blood, we have the victory. And I speak victory in life over everyone in this church in Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. We thank you for your gift this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Well, last week, everybody was blessed. Did y'all get a blessing from John and Helen Jenkins? Wasn't that a blessing? Yeah. Sunday and Sunday evening? We had some CDs made. If you were not here, I've got some more made or not in the vestibule, but I can get them for you if you'd like to have a copy. I've got Sunday morning and Sunday evening on one CD. It is available if you need it at your request, because he talked about the Great Commission and he talked about the power of praise. They go hand in hand. If we're going to get the job done, we got to know that God is for us. He's not against us. That's going to give me something to sing about. And we got to know that we have a great commission. And it's not about just going out here and doing all these things. It's about building my relationship with Jesus. If you ain't got no hope, you can't be giving nobody no hope. See, the message, we're going to continue from part two about 3 weeks ago. And if you need the message, part one is out there. But quickly, I just want to summarize, bring us back, that my hope is in God. My hope is in the Lord. It didn't used to be, but I put it there, plant it there, keep it there. No matter, we're going to have tribulations in this world. We're going to be persecuted for righteousness' sakes. But happy are you, because not because you got authority and you can cast out devils and you can raise the dead and you can lay hands on the sick. Be blessed, be prospered. Know this, that your name, say my name, is in God's book. Amen. It's in the Lamb's book of life. That's what Jesus said. That's what I got to rejoice about. Don't rejoice about when things are looking bad. Rejoice about that ain't the end of the story. God's not finished yet. He's still working. Yes. But we got to give him a voice to let him work through. Yeah. We got to give him a garden to let seeds to be planted so we can have a harvest. Jesus was planted in this earth so he could have a family. We're called Christians. We're family. Amen. Everybody in this room, we're family. So we thank you for that, Father. But my first message, we started out, my hope is in the Lord. We got to know that we're in a spiritual battle. That what the things we're seeing happening in the world, it ain't just because somebody is having a bad day. No, there's a devil out there, and there's demons out there, and they're influencing our minds. They're attacking our bodies. And that's why we got to be on guard. We got to know who we are and whose we are. So our fight's not against people, never has been, never will be. It's against principalities and powers. And this is if you're a Christian. If you're not, you're getting defeated by these spiritual forces. But if you stay here long enough, we're going to teach you who you are. Every Sunday, you're going to know who you are, so we'll have no excuse leaving this place. The only excuse, the only person that can keep the blessing from operating in our life is me. Amen? The devil, the enemy can't stop the blessing, only you can. We can. So we've got to adopt the biblical mindset and not the world mindset. We don't look at the stock market. We look at heaven's economy determining our finances. Amen. We don't look at it's even got to where, we're talking about don't take, certain ponds and this flesh-eating bacteria and all this stuff. Don't even take your dogs. It's hitting the dogs. Guys, it's going to get dark and darker, but we're not in that. We're not in this world. This world was created by God, and we are the blessing sitting in a cursed world. If we're His, we're different. We got a covenant with Almighty God. Don't let that fear attack you. Speak against those things. Amen? We have to adopt the biblical mindset that Jesus, He was a peculiar person. And so were we. We're His offspring. We're His children. This is from part one. We have to be able to recognize that Satan, as well as God, can speak through and use people. And speak through us. Don't give him that place. Remember Peter. Thou art the Christ. And in the next couple of verses, Jesus rebukes him. He says, get behind me, Satan. He was looking at Peter. But Jesus was speaking to that spiritual force that was influencing him. And we will have to too. In love. Jesus still loved Peter. He didn't give up on Peter. We don't ever give up. God never gives up on us. So don't ever give up on people. And remember this, Jesus did not separate himself from the world. He was a friend of sinners, but he did not let those sinners separate him from the Father. He was in the world, but he wasn't of the world. And the devil wasn't coming chasing Jesus. Jesus was after the devil. He was doing what God said to do. He was going and preaching good news in the synagogues, in the churches. And they wanted to throw him off his first couple messages. They wanted to kick Jesus off a cliff because he went in there and told them that God loves you and he wants to heal your babies. Babies. Think about babies, what the world is trying to do to babies nowadays. They want to not even kill them in the womb when they get out of the womb. See, that's the devil. It happened in Pharaoh's day to the Jews. Drowned in babies. Pharaoh was blinded by all the gods of Egypt. There's only one devil, but he manifests in all kind of things, right? I ain't got to get graphic. Self-pity, shame, guilt. That's the devil, guys. Stay out of that camp. Don't camp around with them. Don't do it. Condemnation, cesspool. Envy, strife. We have to stay on guard. Keep this out of our heart. Keep it out of our homes. Keep it out of our... Just keep it out. Because that's inroads to the devil. That was part one. If you missed it, grab a CD. We can get it for you. If you can't find it, check with Rowan back there. He'll help you find it. We'll make you a copy. We'll write it down. And remember, everything out here is free. Books, CDs, that means no excuse. There's no excuse. You ain't got the word. You ain't got the sword in your hand. Amen? So part two, we're picking up. My hope is in you, Lord. My hope is in you. My strength is in you. My life is in you. And I'll even go a little bit further. Our future is in you. See, our future is in our seed. Your future, what you just see, what you're reaping today is not what you sowed today. It's what you sowed last year, year before. That's your harvest. That's seed you've already sown. Amen? But just because you might look around and say, well, I don't need to sow today because things ain't looking good. No, that's when you need to sow. Because see, that you're telling me there, if you don't need to sow because things are not looking good, that means your trust is not in God, it's in the world. And that's where we're a peculiar people. We're different. You sow and give the way God purposes in your heart to give. Amen? Our future is in our seed, and that is our future is in what we are saying. And add to this, what we're not saying. What we're not saying. If we just sit idly by, the devil's going to take free shots. And God needs our faith to operate. Faith. He needs our faith. Where are you going to get it at? By hearing. And hearing by the Word of God. Not just Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Every day, every week, every 365, right? So that's where our focus is. And we're going to go to Psalms 42. Psalms 42, I'm going to read the whole chapter. Y'all ready? 11 verses. Y'all ready for these 11 verses? Shaka kumbalasete. There you go. I thank God I speak in tongues more than you all, Paul said. But in a church service, I better prophesy to you. Better tell you what God says. Praying in tongues is a weapon you need all the time. Don't never take it off. Praying always with all prayers and supplications in the Spirit. That's a part of our armor. Psalms 42 says, as the heart. Now, when I was looking for this, I looked up deer, and I couldn't find deer. I'm like, what's going on? I've sang this song, as the deer. We just sang that. I just got to sing this with Harold and Peggy. I said, I couldn't find it. But they called it a heart, H-A-R-T. See, I didn't give up. I went to Google. I said, I know it's in that Bible. I'm going to find it. I went through different translations, but it says, as the heart, that is a male deer. A male deer, but females, y'all can do this too. This word is for you too. Amen. As the deer, male deer, as the deer panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God, when shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night. This is King David. While they continually say unto me, where is your God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me, for I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with a voice of joy and praise, what we're doing this morning, with a multitude, and I kept the holy day. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? See, if you see me talking to myself, I tell this my customers, when I start talking to myself, y'all need to step away a little bit because I'm focusing in on something here. Because I talk to myself, I want to make sure I don't get electrocuted and get killed. I work on appliances out here too. And a lot of times I don't need those customers' help. Just tell me what's going on. Tell me all this stuff. And then, okay, thank you. I'm going to shut the door and I'm going to get to work. Because you got to focus, guys. There's all kind of voices out here. But I want to hear God's voice. This is what David's doing. He says, my God, wake up, soul. What's wrong with you, body? What's wrong? He's speaking to his mind. Why art thou disquieted in me? My hope is in God. For I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. I'm going to praise God for who he is, not who while I am. Well, you missed a good message. And John says, thank God. John Jenkins said it. I don't go to a psychologist because I don't want to know who I am or what's wrong with me. Because if you let people start messing with your mind, they will mess you up. Because your mind is the battleground for the enemy. And you don't need to lease no more space out to no people. It ought to be for you and God alone, your mind. Amen. If you keep his presence there, everything else in this world is just going to work out. It'll work out. Oh my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan and of the Hermonites from the hill Mazar. Number 7, deep calls to deep. And at the noise of thy waterspouts, all thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me. That's all the day long. And my prayer unto God of my life. I will say unto my rock, singing about that this morning, he is the rock of my salvation. Why hast thou forgotten me? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? Of your enemy. They're not going to tell you about God or about Jesus. As with a sword in my bones, my enemies reproach me. While they say daily unto me, where is your God? Where's your God? You're broke, finances ain't looking too good. Why are you giving money to the church? Why are you expecting to have, this is what they're saying to David, why are you doing that? Where's your God? When you're so down, depressed, and all you ain't no king. God says you're a king. Where's your God? They said it to Jesus. On the cross, they mocked him. They said, if you're a king, save yourself. It ain't about Jesus. Never has been. It's about us. For God so loved the world, he gave Jesus. Come on, it ain't about Jesus. It was about us. Jesus said, Father, forgive them. Oh, brother, forgiveness, the power of forgiveness. Forgive them. They don't know what they're talking about. See, Jesus knew who he was. Why don't you come down from there? See, they're mocking God. They don't understand the plan. Jesus understood it fully. His last breath was forgiveness. Amen. Well, his last breath was, Father, into your hand, I commit my spirit. Amen. Jesus knew where he was going. He knew the whole plan while he was here. Amen. Now, it was the plan of God for him to be spit on, to be mocked, ridiculed, to die. Jesus, not us. That never was God's plan. God had to make that plan before he even put us on the earth because he knew what Lucifer would do. See, that's preeminence. That's God. He knows the end from the beginning, but he still gives us a choice. Amen. Lucifer made his choice. And then he brought that. He's the father of lies. He's the father of death. He don't have no choice, but we do. God gave us a choice. Choose life. I set before you life and death. You choose life. And he gave us Jesus. He gave us the Prince of Life. Amen? The devil thought he took him out. But Jesus, his hope wasn't in that body. His hope was in his Father, in the Word. Amen? Jesus is the Word. Heaven and earth's going to pass away, brothers and sisters, but my Word, God said, shall never pass away. Ron, ain't that right? Don't listen to what people say. Listen to what God says about you. That's what counts. That's what matters. That's what's going to last till eternity. God says, I love you. I am pleased with you. Even in your You just had a fit of carnality, Jesse would say, Brother Jesse, a fit of carnality. You just went off on somebody the bad way. See, we got it confused. Sometimes somebody, I heard this coming up, you know, and a Christian say, man, I just had to give them, I cussed them out. I fussed at them. I blessed them out. No, you didn't. If you cussed at them and gave them a piece of your mind, you say, I blessed them out today. No, you didn't. You cussed them out. You cursed them out. To bless somebody is to love somebody. To not even think ill of somebody. Ooh, that's the blessing. We'll get to those Beatitudes. Oh, mercy. What we thought. Jesus always took it to the next level. We thought we had Jesus' disciples. Okay, I got it, Lord. I got it. Yeah, I got it. He says, oh, go another mile. Another mile, Lord. Yeah, go two. Amen. Jesus is always there to bless us, not curse us. Now, verse 11, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope, part two. My hope is in you, Lord. Hope in God, soul. David's talking to his body, talking to his mind. Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, not for the bad things. I'm praising him for who he is, not for what I'm dealing with or what tomorrow is going to bring. Don't focus on tomorrow. Focus on today. Praise God today. Praise God today, and you'll see tomorrow. Yet I will praise him, who is the health of my countenance. Now, that ain't a question there. God is the health of my countenance. If I look good, you know why? Because I'm loving God, and he's loving me. That's why, you know, I look at Miss Vivian. She's a little bit older than me, but you know what? She looks younger than me because God, I see, God makes you look good. He makes you smell good. He satisfies you with long life. Long life. Amen. If you're not satisfied yet, praise him. Get over it. Praise him. Keep praising him all the day long. I think that's a good little nursery song I learned. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. Why? I hope in him. I trust in him. He's never let me down. He never will. He will never let you down. Your friends, go for some pastor sometimes going to let you down. Not on purpose. It's just we have flesh. We got things we're doing. But Jesus never leaves you, never forsakes you. He will never let you down. Amen? Amen? Never. Now, I'm not planning on letting you down. You understand what I'm saying, right? Don't put your confidence in the flesh. That's even the pastor's flesh. Don't you put confidence in the pastor's flesh. Paul said, follow me. What? Somebody read their Bible. Follow me as Paul was following somebody, as I follow Christ. Follow me as I follow Christ. And if your pastor falls off the road, pray for me and restore him. Amen. I'm not planning on it. But there's somebody out there that's fallen by the wayside. We still got to love them. Restore those. Got to restore them, man. Restoration. That's a good prayer. What are we talking about today? My hope is in God. This young man, Gavin Sharp, had hope in God. And he still had a lot he wanted to do. And he had a lot to say. What will God do? He will put that spirit on somebody else. That spirit, that anointing. His word is anointed. Kenneth E. Hagin, call him Pop Hagin. I never met him. He's been with the Lord now, left his place about 2003, 2004. Raised up off a deathbed at the age 15, 16, was paralyzed. 15, 16 years old, that was him. Kenneth E. Hagin, laying on the bed. Devil telling him, you're out of here. He wasn't even, didn't know if he was a Christian. I don't think he was saved, but he'd been to church. But and his mamas and grandmas were praying for him, saying, hang on, brother, it won't be long. Now Jesus is going to come get you. That wasn't God's plan to just come and get him. And he wasn't saved. But he called on Jesus. He kept reading his Bible. And if you seek God with your whole heart, as the deer panted for the water, you're going to get something. He found and he called on Jesus, got saved, got born again. And then even found out Mark 11, 23, 24 was for him. And says, if whatsoever things you desire when you pray, Terry, believe you receive and you shall have it. He said, I think I'll just get up out of this bed. I think I'll just live a little bit. Preach the gospel another 40 some plus years. See, the devil lost. And that same spirit, never got to meet the man, that same spirit, that same desire, that same mission to go teach my people faith came on me. God spoke it to me. And when God speaks something to you, it's everlasting, from everlasting. It'll burn on the inside of you. I could avoid it, not act on it. I would be discontented to not let that vision consume me. Amen? So that's the vision that God's put in me, to go teach my people faith. And I listened. I pulled up Dr. Hagin's message and I listened. And I hear that same spirit on him. And that same spirit is going through this church, teaching people faith. Faith in the Word of God. Hope. Now, I got a little bit of revelation, but I better not go there that day about that thermostat on the wall over there. Because I heard Dr. Howard teach me many years. See, my hope is not in that thermostat to keep me cool. My hope is in the unit outside that's pumping right now. It's pumping. There's a compressor out there. Compressor. Compressor. It's pumping. Boom, 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 boom. And it's pumping in refrigerant that takes the hot air out and makes it cool in here. Ain't that right, Leo? We got to get an amen from the HVAC man back there. Jesus has a heart of compassion. It's pumping, for God so loved the world to bring salvation to all that would set their hope, is your thermostat, on God. Set your hope in God. Because God's heart is for people, salvation. He wants you healed. He wants you delivered. He wants you prosperous. He wants you above and not beneath. That is His hope. That is what's pumping for us. But we determine by the thermostat, do I want to be hot or do I want to be cold for Jesus? Amen? But you got to go and you got to, that's what you're calling for. When you turn that thermostat and it's 70 and you want it 65, it's calling 65, 65. Somebody's like, 65, Pastor? No, it's set on 71 right now, I believe. But some people like it colder than that. Amen? One day, Maudie's in heaven right now. She's saying, Pastor, I was looking up, but she's looking down. Pastor, you're not going to need it. Not going to need that thermostat in heaven. Why? It's always just right. Just right. The water, we got a baptistry that Frankie filled up with water. We want to baptize some people from FR Ministries tonight. You're welcome to come if you want to hang out with us tonight. If you haven't been baptized, I called this out last Sunday. You know, we'd be willing if you need to be baptized in water. But they're going to get in that water tonight. That water is warm. Frankie's cut the heat on, had it circulating. I told them, don't get it too hot. They go sleep in there. They get some soap. They want to take a bath. It ain't for that purpose. They going down because Jesus said, John, let's fulfill all righteousness. Put me under, John, because when I come up, something's going to be different, John. Jesus, the man, is now going to be anointed by God the Father. See, that's what happened on that. When Jesus came up, the dove, the Spirit came down and rested upon him and stayed there. Once you get born again, God don't leave. He's there to stay. That's where my hope is. That's the world is hungry. What we focus on, what is this message is focusing on? The youth. Oh, help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. How do I want to say this? As we sang that song, as the deer panted for the water, that was last Sunday evening. That song stuck with me. It was either that night or the night after. I had a dream. There was deer. One about two or three. I mean, it might have been more. But it was at Vicky's house. They were coming in her house, Reed. Deer were coming in the kitchen. And Vicky's like, this is Vicky. Pastor, we got to get the deer. You got to help us with the deer. You got to help us with. So I come in with a piece of tin, something. I'm trying to get the deer out of the house into the outside. And, you know, so I'm blocking them coming through her kitchen. And I divert one. When one gets by me, and I just grabbed him by the neck, threw him out there. And then like every normal person, I woke up. I'm like, God, what a dream. Deer in Vicky's kitchen. Deer, Lord, is there a purpose for this? Because I'm always asking God, because I was just singing that song, as the deer. But there is. There is. There was a message in that. And I got in that verse and I dug it out and I said, what is it, Lord? What is it, Lord? Look around you guys. Just look around the church. You're not looking at people. Just look around. I'm going to give everybody a chance to look around. What do you not see? And I'll help you. A lot of. Children. Youth. My Rowan, he's 15. We got some visitors today. John and Evelyn. And the little one. Look at he's got some headphones on. That might be our next sound person back there. Can I prophesy, John? We've been praying for IT help now. We're going, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. But we're missing the youth. Reed, Pastor Jack and Reed, we were even having a conversation looking, we've got to have a vision of something bigger than this. And they talked about the youth. And we're doing community outreach. See, guys, we can't go out there and drag them in. Lord, I was drugged to church. Mama drugged me to church. But that's good, because that's where the word is. But you know what I mean? In other words, we can't make people worship God. Jesus said, but what did he do before he told Peter to follow him? What did he do? He went fishing with him, built a relationship with him. Leo, we still going fishing. Me and Leo's got a relationship. We just ain't got the fishing done yet. I got to keep prophesying. You want to do something, say it out your mouth. I'm going fishing with Leo. I'm going to leave where we go up to him. Jesus went fishing with Peter, took him out. But before, he said, Peter, I'm preaching. Jesus is preaching. I need a vessel. There's too many people. I got to get out here and I got to preach. Can I have your boat? Lord, we just cleaned this boat up. We've been out fishing all night. But yeah, Lord, you can go out there. Jesus preached and then told Peter, now launch out here into the deep, catch you some fish. But Lord, I don't mind you speaking in my boat, but now you want me to go out and go fishing? See, Jesus is building a relationship here. But I've heard about you, Jesus. I'm going to trust you. At your word, I'll go out here and I'll put a net down. His hope wasn't in the Lord. Peter's hope wasn't in the Lord. Because if it truly was, he'd have been ready. He wasn't expecting what happened next. Now throw your net on the right side of the boat for a drought. Fishes jumping all up in that net, started hitting that net. The boat started sinking, guys. I don't know what size boat, but it started sinking, and Peter said, help! He called his partners. See, we need to call people in, guys. Call the youth in, guys. We need to pray. We call them in. We pray. Lord, send them. We got laborers in here, Lord. We need the laborers too, but send them, Lord. There's people, there's the youth out there. Those are the deer. I saw them, Vicky. And Vicky was like, Pastor, we've got to help the youth. We've got to help the deer. There's youth out there. They're hungry and they're thirsty for God, but they just don't know where to find it. They're trying to find God in this and in that, where he's in his church. He's in his people. He's in the person of Jesus Christ. Gavin knew him. And he was on a mission to get the whole world to know him, but he got cut short. But that doesn't mean the message is still not extended. So, Rowan, better look out. I'm praying for the youth. He's in the pastor's house. And I heard a good little thing on Facebook. I think it goes just right here. That you need to watch. If you're a child of the pastor, you need to watch what happens at home, because that is subject to be ministered in church. That is subject to be an illustration. Now, I don't say names, but you're liable to be, that situation can be preached from the pulpit. Now, Jesus never pointed the fingers, but he pointed the way. He would say, that's not the way. This is the way. Walk ye in it. So anything that happens in my house, I won't call names and let the Lord say specifically, but that'd be between me and my wife and me and my child. If the child's there, I think you need to just go ahead and just share that. I don't know if we'll ever get that far with Dad or not. Maybe when they adults and about 40, they say, oh, Dad, you can preach that message. Yeah, Dad. Wisdom calls out. Don't go down this way. Don't go that way. Stay in the pastures. Why you want to get out there? Oh, the grass is always greener on the other side. No, it ain't. No, it ain't. It might look like it is. That's the devil. You stay in green pastures where Jesus is your shepherd. Amen? You stay in those fields. But the youth is crying out, guys. We got to pray. Let me get back to the message there. I told about the dream. Had everybody look around. Man, I'm on course here. I'm on track. What did y'all see? What did you not see? We're missing that. See, that's our generation, guys. That's our future, is in our youth. Our vision. You know, we got to put the vision, young, old man, we got to put that vision in the young man so the young man can take that vision and run with it. I can still run, but I can't run as fast as Rowan can run. He's going to be a receiver. He's going to be a linebacker. And he's chasing the ball, but really he's chasing the vision. There's a vision on the inside of him. I don't care how fast you are, how good you are in football, that there's one vision that's greater than all that. It's the vision of life. What are you going to do after football? What are you going to do after college? It's life experiences that's going to matter, guys. It's what did we do for Jesus? What can I do for Jesus? Amen? And we only got one shot at this down here. Down here. We only got one shot at it. Let's make it count. Amen? And when they come, guys, we're going to be praying for youth. Children come. I mean, Lisa's been praying. She's been believing for Friday night, movie night. We got chairs. We prepared what we called it. We went and bought padded chairs. We got Terry. We got the chairs. See, we're doing what's right. Now we've got to start calling them in. Lord, thank you for sending the laborers. Still ministry helps to come in. As the church still growing, we got to keep calling them in. Thanking God for them in advance. Amen? And then when they get here, what do? We feed them. We teach them. We love them. We take what God has put in us and we put it into them. And that's what's happening in our children's ministries right now. When they come, and I know the teachers, you know, when if you hadn't had a big children, when they get there, they're kind of like, whoa, those kids better watch out because there's going to be a flood that's coming in. Those teachers are going to give them some stuff. Amen? Because they're waiting. They've been praying. I know my wife, she's got, last year you had how many kids at your preschool in Mooresville? Eight. How many you got this year? Nine. Well, one year you didn't have maybe what? Four? But you know what happened? I heard her calling. I heard her talking about, I need some more kids, Robert. I need some more kids. Got more kids. Now they need more teachers. Amen. So see, it's a battle, guys. It's a battle. We got to be prepared, be ready. As the deer panted for the water, when the deer get here, Lord, we got to put the light on them. What happens when you put a light on a deer? See, we got to show them something. We got to show them how much God loves them, the purpose he has for them. So we make them stop chasing the world and start chasing after God. Get out of the world and come to that river. There is a river, Terry. There is a river whose streams make glad. City of God. God's city is full of kids and youth. The Holy Spirit spoke to me this week and told me our youth in the churches need a, when they get here, and the ones that are in the churches, they need a hunger and they need a thirst for God. Because we're all going to be hungry. We're all going to be thirsty. And depending on how we were treated at the last place depends on if I go back or not. Amen? If you go and you get a bad taste at a restaurant, we did have some bad tasting chicken last night. I mean, when it was bad, I still ate it, but it wasn't. I ain't going back there next time. I'm going to give them some mercy. I'm going to stay away from it and pray they get maybe some different cooks or something. You know what I mean? You got to let a bad taste in my mouth. I thank God for the word. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Amen. But I didn't quite like the way it tasted, Vivian, so we're going to another place. This is somebody's place, guys. Adults, children, this is God's house. Jesus said, my house shall be a house of prayer. Not of discontent, discord. He wants it to be a house of prayer. When you come here, you get what you came for. And you leave better. Amen. Now, I'm not saying when you come here, you might have an ache in your body. It might not leave, but keep putting the word on it. Something still changed because I know God. I know Jesus. And everybody that came to him expecting something got it. Amen. They got it. But you got to come to Jesus. I'm not Jesus, but I'll lead you right into the presence of his spirit, his power. I got his power. I got his same spirit. We got the Holy Ghost. Amen. And we lay hands. We'll do what he says to do. But there's got to be faith released and there's got to be faith received. Amen. Released and received. And next thing you know, wow. And another one, thanksgiving and praise. Remember one leper, there was 10 that got healed, but one got whole. Because he come back and said, thank you, Jesus. I got it. Amen. And don't tell, I'll receive some thank yous, but don't thank me. Thank you, Jesus. When you get healed, I didn't do nothing. I'm not the healer. I'm just believing. I'm follow me as I follow Jesus. Amen. We're going to preach it. We're going to teach it. Youth are hungry, they're thirsty for God. These are the deer that he will send to our church. And then we're going to hit them with the light of the gospel. We're going to freeze. Gotcha. We got you. Now we're going to teach you to beware of the hunters. The ones, the wolves. Jesus talked about the wolves that are out there. There's preachers out there that's wolves. Ministers out there that's wolves. Over our children, the youth. Religion, the devil's after them. We ain't got too far on that. Just look in the... I ain't going to name churches. People getting assaulted, molested from church people, pastors. It's out there, guys. There are wolves are out there. But not here. Amen. That's where we're going to know. We're not ignorant of the devil's devices. We love everybody, but we will not tolerate sin. We will not tolerate, and when I say tolerate it, if we love you, we'll tell you that's wrong. But Jesus can make it right. See, that's love. Love is to tell you it's wrong, but Jesus can make it right. We're going to love you. We're going to help you get it right. That's the message that we have, is love, is truth. Tell them the truth. And if you love, and if they receive the truth, man, boom, they'll get free, Elaine. Bam, just like that. We need to be praying for them, for the youth. We pray for everybody, but also just specifically, Lord, guys, let's focus on the youth in our country, in the world. Pray that they get that hunger and that thirst, and they get that good word. Pray for churches. As the Lord leads you, pray. Fight and pray. And we need to be ready to love them and to teach them, Tammy, how to worship God. And Tammy takes this and... If the Lord leads you to praise and worship team, be ready for practice. Say practice.
Practice.
Because it's not that we're practicing to be like God. It's practicing to be used by God. Amen. Amen. To let him flow through us. And for that to happen, it just takes faith, practice, believing, building a relationship with each other on the praise team, because that's what we're doing, is we're just coming together to worship, to lead worship, to lead us to Jesus, to lead us. We're setting that atmosphere so that he can just flow through. Now, he can flow through all kinds of atmospheres, but you know what I mean. We're setting our heart to hear from him, to give him the preeminence in our life. And when that, man, when the power, when that praise all comes together with the word and with loving one another, miracles, we won't have to pray for the sick. The sick will be healed. Come on. Don't fall asleep on. We won't have to pray for the sick. They'll walk in and be healed.
Amen.
Why? Because we didn't have to start nothing. We just started a long time ago. You know, it's a whole lot easier to keep a fire burning than to start one. Ooh, glory. Somebody write that down. Help me out on that now. We'll preach that. It's a whole lot easier to keep a fire burning than start one. What was that message we had? Don't let the fire go out. That was an offering during John Jenkins. Don't let the fire go out. Keep it burning. How do you keep a fire burning? How do you keep a relationship burning? All right. Fuel. Need fuel. Mama needs shoes. Mama needs to look pretty. Take her out to Walmart. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. We're coming to a closing. We're coming to a... I see the airport. I see the landing strip. Uh-oh, wait a minute. Who's that guy up there in the booth? What's he called, Leo? Trick. He says, make a lap, Pastor. There's traffic on the strip. I got to go one more. Don't come down yet, Pastor. We got to love the youth. We got to teach them how to worship and drink freely. Say freely.
Freely.
From this stream of living waters, from Jesus. Just receive, just worship. See, worship steals the enemy. We talk about that deer. The light just steals the deer. Worship steals. It stops the influences. True worship. It ain't about, it's not entertainment. We're not here to entertain you. We cut the lights off so you can see the projector. We don't keep the church dark because we're setting an atmosphere. We do it so you can see the words on the screen.
Amen.
Amen. We're not here to entertain you. We're here to worship God together. Amen.
Amen.
The youth are crying out for water. I'm gonna go back to verse 2 here. We focused on as the deer, these male deer, as the youth. They're hungry and thirsting. We need to focus. They're panting. They're thirsty for God. We got to be those streams. We got to be the streams that they can come to, not run from. Remember the deer? Remember God calling, y'all help me here, was it Gideon? And he told them we needed an army? Are they the one that went and they looked at the water? And God said, he had a lot of them, but he had to cut them down. He said, take them down to the river. Take them down to that pond. and see how they drink. And there was ones that went down there, and when they drank, they just went down there, and they were so thirsty, they just gobble, 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 gobble. And God said, get rid of them. There was other ones that was there. He's like, he's up, and they're looking. What are they looking for? Making sure the enemy's not out there. Shooting them while they're down here getting, they're thirsty, but they're not too thirsty that they ain't watching for their life. And see, that's the one God, he needs us watching after these youth. They come and they're going to be thirsty. And when they get down there, we got to teach them, hey, watch that ain't your friend. If they call you out like that ain't your friend. If they calling you to disrespect your parents, disrespect your God, that ain't your friend. You better look the other way. That ain't a stream you need to go to. And then get you some water. And then you look around. Amen? So we got to teach them that. Make disciples. Jesus said, go make disciples, not just converts. Get people born again. That's good. Rowan talked about those boys. They put their hand up. We want to do this, but there's another step. You got to make them disciples. Yeah. Just like that football coach. God sends him boys to play football. He's got to teach them the fundamentals. What God's put in his heart to coach. And so you don't disrespect that coach either. You let God raise you up. You yes, sir. Yes, sir, coach. If he tells you to go get water for the boys, you're the water boy. Yes, sir, coach. How about you, coach? Can I get you a glass too? You do everything you do, you do in excellence. And God will raise you up out of the water hole. Amen. He'll raise you up. If you'll honor God. See, you honor God by honoring people, by loving people. Next thing you know, buddy, you went from the pew bench to you're a Stephen out there. You're standing up telling the Pharisees and Sadducees, you always reject the Holy Ghost. Boldly. Got him stoned, but guess what? He looked up and saw Jesus. Amen. Man can't do to me what Jesus can. Stephen would not compromise the Word of God. And he was just a deacon. Right? He was just out there serving tables. But God gave him an opportunity, and he boldly declared the Word of God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We're closing right here. Verse 2, my soul thirsted for God, for the living God. He's not dead. Remember when they come back looking in the tomb? The disciples, where is he? Where's they laid him? The angel said, why you seek the living among the dead? There's no death in here. There's no Jesus in here. This is a tomb, but he ain't here. He has arisen. Go tell your brothers. Go tell John too. Tell Peter that he's alive. Because see, Peter lost his hope. See, you got to take hope to somebody. We got to take hope to this youth, Daniel. Take hope to Walmart, these youth that's coming in there. You know they come in there dark at night, anything after 12 till daylight, looking kind of rough, ain't they, Daniel? Not all of them. Some people like to go out when there ain't no crowds, but then some people don't go out until other people go home. And we got to be that light. A lot of crazy things going on in this world. But we're going to bring light. We're going to bring hope to it. My soul, our soul thirsts after thee, Lord. Jesus told to the Samaritan woman at the well that she needing that living water, it comes from the river of life. Jesus said, if you'll drink this water that I have, it'll be living water. Where is this living water that I may have some? Jesus said, I am that living water. He that comes to me in thirst shall thirst no more. And see, that's got to be our purpose. That's got to be our goal, is to bring the youth, bring everybody that comes to Jesus, is to give them hope. Give them hope, guys. We got to give them hope. Thank you, Jesus. This is my story. This is my song. Loving my Savior. Yes.
You don't know us, but we're an evangelistic ministry.
Yes.
And our assignment is children, youth, and fatherless young men.
Praise the Lord. Glory.
A couple years ago, he said the revival is going to come out of Concord first, flow back to the big city and throughout the nation. So he says, evangelists, if you want to be where the next move of God is at, you need to relocate to Concord, North Carolina. So that's interesting for us to just find you on the website. And I felt in my spirit we just needed to come by and visit because we love the Word of Faith people.
Yes.
And to hear your message is just eating me up, saying, okay, Lord, I hear you.
God's message. Can I tell you the three R's he gave me? I wasn't going to say this because I hadn't really put it together yet. For the youth, revival and be rapture ready. Jesus is coming. And just like that was the conclusion. What can we learn from Gavin Sharp's life? His hope was in God at 15 years old. Be ready to meet Jesus today. See, that was his hope. And that's our youth being rapture ready. Because at any time, but see, God's got to shut that door. Just like Noah, after the last animal went on. See, we were there first. We were on the ark first. But then the animals came. Why? Because that's God's creation. He was saving it from the flood. His flood, he had to bring the flood to wipe out sin. Actually, not to wipe it out, more or less to, it's a covenant. He had to get all that sin, that it says man's hearts were evil, so evil continually, except God found grace in Noah. He brought the flood, but before the flood came, there was an ark built. Before the youth come, they got to have the house of God built and filled with his people, ready to give them the word. Because it's the ark of the covenant. That's the word. It's the word is what's going to change, it's going to bring revival to the youth. And we got big things, great things to do, but I've got a vision, but I need help. And as God, I received that word. John, we received that. And we need that revival. We need that youth. And see, God, it's like a big chessboard. I'm just a piece. He's looking for checkmate. Gotcha. Oh, we got him. They got nowhere to go. Now we got him. Now we got him in place. Checkmate, devil. God's building his kingdom. He's building that board. Amen. And guys, we get to play a part. We need more people. We need the laborers. We need the people to get the job done. I can hear God speaking to Brother Hagin. Well, I can hear Brother Hagin speaking to Keith Moore that one time. When Keith Moore left Brother Hagin to start his ministry, he didn't really ask for his release. He thought he was going on, but Keith repented and went back to Dr. Hagin and said, he actually called him Dad. He said, Dad, I don't think we were supposed to go yet. And I want to come back and just make sure I want to serve you till you release me. And he stayed a little bit. And then it came to where was a release. And he went back to him. And he said, okay, boy, if God's calling, he said, you better get out there and get it done. Go on. Go get it done. There's a race to be run. There's lives to be touched. And there's victories to be won. Yes. So run the race. Run your race. Run it with joy. Just like Jesus said, it is not over until the Father says it's over. So together we can get the job done. I received that word. Y'all received that word this morning? That's a word from God. Thank you, Jesus. Our hope is in you, Lord. Our hope is in you. The vision is coming to pass. We just keep trusting God. Thank you, Father. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your word. I thank you for your people. I thank you, Lord, for the hope that we have in you, Jesus. We thank you for the words that came forth, words of encouragement today, Lord. We thank you for the vision. It's for an appointed time. You told us this year, you told me personally, it's my time. And you said, now it's the church, it's our time to do what God's called us to do with vengeance and with force. We take and we go. See, we're not back here letting the devil hit us. We're supposed to be charging the gates of hell. We're supposed to be like the firemen. When there's a fire, somebody's dying, somebody doesn't have Jesus, we're supposed to be the fireman that runs up there with that big old thing that knocks the door down. The gates of hell shall not prevail. The church, we're supposed to be running at hell's gates and getting those people and getting them out of that fire. See, that's a false fire. We need to bring them to revival fire, to the real fire. That's right here. And we're not the only church in Concord that's on fire, but we're one that's on fire. Amen. We're not like Elijah. We're not, Lord, we're not the only prophet, but we've heard a prophetic word this morning that we are a church on fire for the youth, that we want to change the world for you, Jesus. One soul at a time is what Brother Jesse declares the Lord gave him. And that same spirit, we're partners with Jesse, that same spirit, that evangelist that's on Jesse, the Lord's bringing it in. You partner with somebody, you get that same anointing. And that's for all. I mean, we don't have to. Man, that's God. That's Jesus' desire. It's for souls. But then once they get born again, it's to teach them, make disciples of all nations. Baptize. We're going to baptize them tonight in water. But we believe they're going to be different. Because Jesus said it's going to be different. Amen. Let's stand up and let's sing this song together.
Is in you, Lord, my strength. Is in you, Lord, my hope. Is in you, Lord, in you, it's in you. My life.
Down here hopeless. If you got Jesus and you got breath, you got hope. Amen.